Hello and welcome to the Exiled Eagles podcast. I am not Rob Seltzer, and this time we have pressed record. Joining me, I have Mark Werner. Hi, Mark.
G'day, Dale. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you. Giving up the recording duties. How are you, sir?
Pretty wise for you not to have that bestowed upon you, mate, tonight, because that's what, 50 minutes, an hour of our lives we'll never get back from about a month ago.
We'll come back. We'll come to that. And down in Melbourne, we've got Ned Rock.
G'day, how you going? I've got no idea what you're talking about. I missed our last. Oh, I would have missed our last podcast, but I'm told we never did one, so can't possibly have missed it, and nothing to be discussed or spoken about there in that space, I assume. But if there was,
Let's go
I
with
can only
that.
say it would be Rob Seltzer's fault.
And yeah, as we said, I'm Dale Courtier, and there is no Rob Seltzer today. He is busy helping to pack up his house because I'm assuming he's moving or being kicked out. Not sure which. Just for those who are wondering what we're talking about, we did record a post-conference league and end-of-season pod at the end of the season. Ned was unavailable. I was given the duty of pressing record, and I didn't press record. So, and we figured that out at the end of the podcast. So that was, as Mark said, 50 minutes to an hour of excellent podding that we will never, ever get back. So anyway, on to today. So here we are, Exiled Eagles. We are early on the season, and this is not our pre-season prediction pod. This is what we are calling our little teaser pod. We have got some cool things to go through. And I suppose to kick off, we'll go straight to Mark and say, new manager, discuss.
Exciting, isn't it? Obviously, we're all aware Ollie was on the way out and left us with a tremendous parting gift. Of the Conference League trophy. Dale, which you got to see handed over, IRL, which would have been very exciting.
Very.
So yeah, new manager at the helm, Pierre Sage. I'm not sure if he's great or if he's equal in heaven. furthermore, was he born from an egg on a mountaintop? All these questions and more revealed on this evening's pod. So yeah, obviously, Dale, typically I don't know a fucking thing about Pierre Sage other than how to spell his name after looking it up. From Lens, I believe in France. But he's not bad, mate. Parrish & Co. Obviously looking for the right fit for the club post-Dolly. So, I mean, he left some pretty lofty heights, or left the bar high, let's say, as far as we're concerned, as a club to fill a void. But, yeah, looking forward to Pierre go around with the lads. I think he ran up second in Ligue 1 last season. I think I'm right in saying that, and got them the Coupe de France, which I think is the French Cup, if you translate that. So, yeah, it should be good, mate. I've not watched any of the pre-season stuff. I don't really know what he's about. Bit of an attacking manager from what I'm read, and which should be good in a switch up for the boys, and yeah, see how we go, you know, against the run of play and that sort of jazz. So I suppose the proof will be in the pudding in a couple of weeks when we start going round. But yeah, not unhappy with the appointment, Dale, and what I know of Pierre.
Ned, what's your take on the new manager?
Well, I've just suddenly developed a very, very new appreciation for him based purely off Mark's French accents and pronunciation. If you weren't excited before, you bloody well better be now. Look, sounds like he's got sort of pedigree. It looks like we've gone for that same sort of approach that we went for when we picked up Ollie Glasner. We go find someone who's doing well with a team that looks similar to us in a different league, who's got, you know, who's had a bit of success there. So, you know, it looks like we're following a pretty clear model. So, you know, you can't sort of really judge that beforehand. In terms of preseason, I watched our first preseason game and I've completely forgotten who we played, but it looked all right.
Bromley, wasn't it
the one that Fred, sorry?
Romney?
No, it's the one where Francis scored a hat trick. So I can officially say I watched Mateus Francis score a hat trick in a game of football. I don't think I'll be able to say that again, but so be it. We had moments where we were very good, and then Bromley was sort of similar. I only watched the first half of that one, and I haven't watched anything else. So based off that, it's sort of attacking football. We play some nice stuff. Our strikers still can't finish, so he's clearly not a wizard. But to be fair, I guess our main strikers weren't playing in those games, so I'll give them a slight pass. Yeah, look, it looked like it was, entertaining to watch at least, based off, having watched what 90 minutes of football with our thirds. As long as Teo Adeniramola doesn't get you any of the first team, we should be okay.
Yeah. Look.
Ned, quickly before we go on, Dale, do friendlies count towards a Ballon d'Or?
I mean, I can only assume so. I would have thought that if Mateus França is not winning a Ballon d'Or from a preseason hat trick in just a half, by the way, against a team that I can't actually remember. I mean, big stuff that.
Rusted on. Rusted on.
Rusted on. It's him or Elise. They're the two options.
Fair play.
Fair. Now, look, I got to go with Mark. I know nothing about the guy, just what we found out. I mean, obviously, he did well at Lens. He managed to get Odson Edouard scoring goals. So he's got to have something about him. We'll wait and see. I'm going to go down a slightly different tack and just give it the old. I woke up one morning to Ned, a mess, bunch of messages, and one of them from Ned saying, I cannot wait for Dale to wake up. Should be fun. I am just going to turn around once and for all and say, I couldn't give a shit what he's done for us. You don't go to Nottingham Forest. Oliver Glasner, you are a turd. I called it early. I don't like the way you carried on in January, mate. I am like, yeah, look, thanks. We won some trophies, brilliant, but you are actually a turd for doing what you've done. Just that's all I've got to say on the matter.
This is
Totally
fantastic. I
understand.
mean, I'm disappointed that Saltz isn't here because then we could have had Dale going off about Glasner. Saltz could have, then gone off about Roy. Mark, one of us is going to have to obviously just take Patrick Vieira and decide we hate him and run with that. And then, so we can sort of keep working our way back. And the other one of us is going to have to decide we hate Pierre Sage. So, mate, you better pick which one you like, Sage or Vieira, and I'll take the other one.
Well, I think I put on the WhatsApp chat the other day, Sarge out. So
All right.
you got
Well.
Vieira.
All right, fair enough.
Done.
Done.
Ned, just for the record, it was Swindon Town. And
That
not
was the
only did you
one.
see Frank hat trick, you also saw Eddie Nketiah get a brace.
I will
Wow.
confess I missed Eddie Nketiah's first goal, so I only saw Eddie Nketiah score one. But I did see the full Francer hat trick.
Oh, mate, well, you're lucky. Buy a lotto ticket. Manager done. Proofs are going to be in the pudding. Kits, what do we think? Big reveal. I'm interested to know everyone's opinions on the kits. For what it's worth, I love them both. I think the sash, I love a sash. I think that looks great. I love the fact there's no betting company logo on there. Full disclosure, I'm someone, as Ned knows, who loves a punt, but I think it's horrific that it's on sports attire. It means the kids and the adults can have the same kit. I think the white one looks great. I think the black one looks superb with the embossed eagle. And I think I will end up getting a Kia, the black one, because a white one on a 6-year-old will not stay white for long. And I will probably somehow try and get both. That's my view.
Spoken like a true parent there, Dale. They are lovely kits, aren't they? Just quickly, what or whom is a temporal when they're at home?
They are a software business, I believe. I saw this the other day. Someone actually had a breakdown of all the different sponsors in the Premier League. It's
Right.
some sort of software or tech or something like that.
I think they're an AI company, aren't
AI. Sorry, yes, AI.
Something very far more respectable than a betting agency then, which is
Yes.
good. I'll chime in, mate, seeing as I'm talking at the minute. Yeah, I like them. I haven't necessarily disliked our kits of late, but nothing's wowed me, let's say. But as a package, as a duo, both home and away, I think they're very smart kits and certainly striking. I think TK in our chat said they were clean. That's a very good description, particularly the away. So yeah, I think being child-free, I'm going to pencil myself in for one of each. My home kit may also not stay white for too long, but we'll see. But yeah, I think it looked pretty cool and a nice reinvigoration of the sash, if that's even a sentence. You know, like I do like traditional, but I like the reworking of that. Obviously, sash being prominent and a hark back to many popular kit of ours over the years and different as well, very different vibe about each. Obviously, you know, black and white, other opposite ends of the spectrum, but the layout, if you want to call it, or the configuration of the kit is a world apart. But both, yeah, striking as I say, I really dig them. Subtle as well, our away kit, I think, and yeah, very stylish. So I'm looking forward to sporting ours next season. Ned, what do you reckon?
Love a black kit, love a sash kit. So I think we're three from three. I do, obviously sort of not having the proper red and blue stripes is a little, you do kind of like that at times, but for a season off, given that we all make new kits every year these days, I will survive 12 months without seeing full red and blue, and there's plenty of it in the sash anyway. They both look fantastic. Big fan. Obviously, good not to have a betting company on the front. I don't love the whole AI thing going, but that's a whole other debate that we won't get onto on a football podcast. But definitely better than the gambling ones. And also, it's a nicer logo at least, so it doesn't look as bad at all.
Garish.
Obviously, the AI designs logos appropriately. So that's a pro for them. Look, they look good. Pretty happy with it. Can't complain about those. And looking forward to us picking up lots of points in them. Or at least, then hating them as sorry, am I hating Sarge or not? No, Mark's hating Sarge. Yeah, no, sorry,
No,
looking forward to
yeah.
picking up lots of points under the mighty Pierre Sarge and winning the league.
If it makes you feel
That's it.
better, Ned, I've just had a quick look. They're more cloud-based computing than they are AI. So that hopefully
Sure.
settles it. I will say that there's a lot of talk out there. If you read people who aren't Palace who talk about, oh, they've gone away from the kit, and it just means that. I think I've got, I'll just say, I think for sports teams, if you're going to change your kits every year, it doesn't hurt you to throw in something different to
Agreed.
actually bring a bit of life to what you're doing. Because, I haven't bought a new Palace shirt in a little while because they're all just
Neither.
red and blue, right? It's just a slight
Yeah.
variation. So
Same.
suddenly it's actually nice to have something different. And, if we look at other sports, we look at basketball, they have 1,001 different shirts every season. We look at rugby league, teams will have the different ones. It's just nice if people can go and buy something different. So good on us. And as you say, Ned, let's pick up loads of points in it, and then Mark can hate Pierre Sarge regardless of whether we get points or not. Transfer business. So it's, I'm going to say, it's pretty much business as usual. Players out. No one of any real note in, lots of rumours, and it will probably happen on the 31st of August. Ned, what say you?
Well, we got one in straight away.
Yeah, we did. Oscar.
Mingeza, who looks like he could be hand. I'm hoping he looks like we've got ourselves a left-sided Danny Munoz. Failing that, we've got ourselves a second Borna Sosa. Either way, one of the two depends on which way that goes. We seem to be looking very much at wide players. We've got the link to the American bloke whose name escapes me
Oh
today
yeah, I saw
from
that today.
Real Salt Lake, Zorza, or I feel like
Pozo,
I'm
maybe
watching too
Pozo.
much Ted Lasso of Zaza. Sorry,
Oh, is that
Xavier
really
Gozo. Xavier
Gozo? There you go.
Bozo? Yeah. Real
who
Salt Lake.
who's got some nice little clips. 19 years old, seems like the American Nestor Ehrenkunda. So we'll claim that. Tomiyasu looks like he's going to come in a free. He's been playing a couple of friendlies. I don't think that's necessary, someone to fill up the Wickham ward, but I don't think it's necessarily a bad signing on a free if we get the wage deal right. It's someone who's obviously got pedigree and has played at some good levels, and all of the clubs that he's been at, they've only had good things to say about him. So it doesn't sound like he'll rock the boat if anything's going
Well,
wrong.
Japanese mate, he'll be polite and he'll
He'll
clean change you up. So.
be very polite. So hopefully, we've got him into so that Daichi Kamada can have someone to hang out with. So that's I think that's handy. So I think we're going about our usual sort of shrewdish business. Lacroix out's obviously a big one. We have somehow managed to sell him for less than the Brighton fellow who only had a year left on his contract and was a far
Van
worse
Hecker.
player. But again, I think, reading somewhere, I think Brighton then horribly overpaid for someone. So that was clearly a little PSR. I'll help you help me. Three-way little bizzo that was going on there. I think they're also, from what I read, more willing to take the Chelsea style. We'll give you 20 cents every sort of 3 weeks for the rest of eternity to make up the fee. Whereas we sort of go, you want him, we will have all of that 50 million up front. Thank you very much. So hopefully we can reinvest that. But it looks like we're then going to hopefully try and spend that intelligently. It looks like De Sarcy was the one that we're trying to get. He seems thrilled to be linked with us, and obviously he's trying to go to everyone else that isn't us, which is not ideal to have a transfer target that quite clearly doesn't want to go here. But anyway, we'll see how that works out. We will need someone in that space, you would imagine. I wouldn't necessarily mind if it's another young player we were linked with, but it seems like it's gone with the Chris Lane. What's his name? From
You're
Augsburg.
doing very well with names
I've
today,
done
Ned.
brilliantly with
You're
names.
looking
I've
like
done all of
you're
my
sorry, mate.
preparation. I am tip top on my preparation. I know all the things that are happening. I just, if they don't, I know the
Are
ones
we
that have
supposed
signed,
to
though. I know the ones that have signed. The ones that haven't signed, I don't care about until they are pictured in the kit.
Fair.
So that's when I bother learning their names. If I learned the names of all the people we were linked with, I would know all of
Yeah.
West Ham's squad from the last 3 years. So we'll take that. But yeah, I mean, we've been linked with a few. We seem to be getting linked with younger players with a selling profile, which is fair enough. We've spoken about that on the pod before, and that's something that we need to look at, people with potential. My only potential concern with this Gozo fellow that's popped up today is he does look very similar in style to Ismaila Sarr, who has been very heavily linked to Fenerbahce of recent weeks. So hopefully we can lock him down with a nice new contract and a bit of a bump in pay to reflect all of the goals he bangs in, so we can have some goals still next season. But yeah, business as usual. There's some potential there. We're going to need a little bit more before we go. But again, I think it's going to be one of those ones where the more players we keep, that sort of counts as a win as well. If we start the season with Munoz, Sarr, Wharton, Mateta, and all those still at the club, then we're going to be okay.
Marky Mark, I'm keen to hear your views on the transfers thus far and the potential targets out there.
We'll start with potential targets out there, which is Raphael Leguen. I hope I've got that pronunciation correct. Pretty sure I nailed it. He's from Brest. No giggling, Dale or Ned. Reportedly for around 12 million. Obviously, I know sweet fuck all about Raphael. But if he doesn't work out, we could possibly look at Donatello or Michelangelo. Might get one of them on a free or something. But Yeah, the window as a whole is traveling at a pace which is very Palace-esque. I think we'd all agree from windows gone by. So no doubt it will get busier towards the pointy end. Was it 10:45 or 12:45, whatever time it finishes? 1 p.m. local, they wrap it up. So the phones and fax machines might be running hot on the last day of the transfer window. Obviously, they're sad to see Maxim part ways to Chelsea, but good business, mate. I mean, that's kind of our model, is it not? I mean, it's funny, isn't it? I was talking to a partner about it the other day, and essentially every club in the world, apart from, let's say, I don't know, 10 to 12, just training and fucking breeding grounds for big clubs. That's literally it. That's literally it. We can hold no fucking hope to hang on to any serious period of time someone who is world class, because the rest of the world just come in with their checkbook and say, fuck, cheers. We get, 30, 40 million and get people on the phone.
Oh, and Mark has disappeared. So I will finish his thought and say I completely agree. It's awful, and it's one of the things that's really annoying me about football. Behind the scenes, Ned, you and I were talking about what's his name, Lucas Harrington, the other day, and I've got no issue with Lucas Harrington getting a chance. I think he looked great in the World Cup, apart from scoring a penalty. It's just the money involved, and that money, it's just become stupid. Like, and it's just like the money almost sets him up to fail, because if he's not well, then he doesn't do well, it's crap. And then, I don't know. It's just the current money going around the game just annoys me.
Dale, would it help if I told you that the Australian record for a centre back is set to be that is the new Australian record, and it's potentially set to be broken again for his centre back for one of his centre back partners from the World Cup, Alex Sicati,
Oh, yes. Going to Roma,
going
was that? Going
to
to
be
Italy or
boarding
something?
Italy, either AC or Inter.
Okay.
Anyway,
Well, look,
that's fun.
mate, it is what it is. It's good for Australian footballers. Hope that money gets put back into the right place.
No, we don't see any of it.
No, we won't. No, we won't. And
Brisbane
what?
sold him to peanuts.
Brisbane definitely don't see any of it.
Yeah.
The one signing we didn't mention, is obviously Daichi Kamada as well, which I think is, let's be honest, we all immediately assumed he was going to go to follow the turd, and he hasn't, so that's great. Mark's back, but we're not going to go to him. We are going to quickly jump to my Conference League final experience. So we have got record going this time. So we'll just start very quickly. For those who don't know, I basically was my lovely wife told me to go. I got a ticket relatively easily. Kind of last minute booked a flight, 6 a.m. departure from Sydney to Dubai. Flight was empty, had a whole row to myself, beautiful. Onto Munich Airport, again, row to myself, beautiful. Emirates 777-300 through to Dubai, had one of the best toilets I've ever seen on an airplane. It was huge. I was not in business class. I was just in normal economy, and I could stand up and I could swing my arms around. It was amazing. Ned, you're looking at me like I'm mad. I've never been on a plane with a toilet this size before. It was unbelievable. Got to
It's a good
Munich.
thing that Mark's still just, dealing with his technical issues, because I imagine it mentioning, plenty of space in an airport in an airplane toilet would give him a number of angles that he could potentially work some jokes into. But I'll leave that as a completely innocent wonderful bathroom tale. Sorry, you can continue.
There he is.
Oh, then you'd be an idiot not to, but let Dale reach out. Yeah, sorry, Dale. And sorry, viewers, for the technical difficulty beyond my control before, when I do unceremoniously leave the pod. My fucking nephew rang and I tried to bin the call and I hung up on everything. So we should all be thankful I made it back on here while the pod was still going, because normally I'd be having a hizzy fit and trying to call my nephew back. He's my IT go-to with my hat in my hand. But anyway, made it back. Dale, Leipzig, yeah, probably not the retelling of the gusto that we all heard about
No, I know, I know. It's
yesterday.
a bit dead now. Anyway,
No, go on, go on.
reached Munich. Oh, I am about 45 minutes early and tried to get from the airport to the train station to get my connecting train to get an earlier connecting train to Leipzig. The train I was trying to get to was delayed, and I managed to make it. Now, for the record, the train I was meant to be on, I was going to have to wait 2.5 hours to get that train. That train I already had a ticket for, and was going to take 5 hours and 40 minutes to get from Munich to Leipzig. The train I tried to get was 2.5 hours, and unfortunately, it's going to cost me another 160 euros after a 150 euro taxi I just took from the airport. Yes. And you know,
Harriet's fucking blown out at this end, sweetheart. Not my fault.
not my fault. So anyway, did it, got the train, beautiful, got to Leipzig, and I didn't have a hotel room booked or anything, but to my rescue was Dave Kendall, who changed his plans and gave me had a spare room, a spare bed for me in his hotel. So magnificent. So I got to the hotel, half past midnight-ish, game day. Walked through a bunch of Rayo Vallecano fans who were just in the lobby looking at me, and snuck into bed. Woke up at 5, 6-ish. Dave and I went for a wander around Leipzig. The place was an absolute mess from the Palace fans and Rayo fans the night before. Spot breakfast with Scott's brother and Martin Mooney, which is lovely to catch up with Martin. And look, bumped into walk past what was your hero and my Mark, Joel Ward. So I had a
Hey.
quick hello with Joel. Marky Bright's had a hello with Mark Bright. Bumped into Seb, who is the photographer guy who we all seen
Yeah.
some of his wonderful work. He was really nice to chat to. Went and saw James Howland and his lovely wife. So we sort of saw them, had a bit of a chat. And our way back into Leipzig, bumped into Steve Parish. So absolutely lovely game. I'm being quick because we obviously don't want to dwell. But look, the game was itself, I haven't watched the game back. I have no doubt the game was probably a little bit boring for some. But look, Tariq Mitchell should have scored first half. Brilliant, right in front of me. Obviously, Mateta scores brilliant. I still believe that Pino, World Cup winner Pino, has scored. I don't know how it didn't go in,
Yeah.
and yeah, unbelievable game. I mean, it was just brilliant to be there. Could like mind blown, unreal. Back to Shawnee Robb's hotel, drinking with Tariq Mitchell's mum. Absolutely superb. She gave us some false information about who the next manager is going to be. Cost us a bit of money on the old betting apps. And at 2 o'clock, I thought to myself, half past two, I better go back to my hotel because I've got to be up at 4:30 to start the trek back to Sydney. And somehow I got back to Sydney. The only stipulation of me going was be back by Saturday morning because I've got to go to work to the lovely Carrie. And I made it back by 8 p.m. Friday night. So I think I was in Germany for about 44 hours and I spent about 42 hours of traveling. So look, brilliant experience. I call Glasner a turd. Probably the best turd I've ever experienced because he has brought us some immeasurable joy over the last 2.5 years. I now hope it all goes to crap for him and that he has nothing but the world's most awful time at Nottingham Forest. And Pierre Sarge keeps the just keeps us going on a trajectory that sees us winning the Champions League in around about 2 years' time. And shout out to all the boys and girls who are out there in Leipzig. Shout out to the Swiss people who were sat next to me, who are great lads, and everyone who has already booked their hotels in Frankfurt. Bring on next year. There you go. That's
That's
it.
it. And Dale, despite your absolute slating of Ollie just now previously on the pod, I can say with a fair amount of confidence, I bet you didn't have Palace lifting a European trophy on your bingo card at the start of last season.
I have 40, almost 45 years old, and it's still not on my bingo card.
As well, mate, good on you. It was a hell of a effort for you. And unfortunately, or fortunately for myself and Rob, we've got a right royal recount of that trip. But yeah, it's still an absolute banger, mate. So hats off to you for making the journey, and yeah, lifelong memory there.
No, yeah, for sure, for sure. Well, everyone, that is your teaser pod to start the season. XR Eagles will be back in probably, I want to say 2 weeks. I might be overstating it. At some stage, we'll recap the predictions from last season. I still have them here in front of me, right here, boys, so you can see
Oh,
them.
they're the ones that
Haven't
Rob
checked.
Seltzer did terribly at. I've actually got
Actually.
his now that he's not here. I believe he had Justin Devenny to win everything. Bizarre choice. Just before we do go, we do have one very large event to
Oh,
plug
sorry.
that may or may not occur before our next pod. Unconfirmed at this stage, but the national meetup for 2025, no, I did not get that year wrong, will be occurring on the weekend of September 11th to 13th in Sydney. We do play Ipswich. I know Lewis is doing a whole heap of work to put a bunch of that stuff together. So if you are listening and you are in Australia and you can get yourself to Sydney on that weekend, it should be a wonderful weekend. We might even go to the Morrison Hotel, as Rob Seltzer would call it. But I believe the Madison Hotel is where we'll be watching the game. So that should be fantastic. If you can make it, get along. Otherwise,
Superb.
I think that's about all we've got, Dale.
That is this.
Just got one quick shout out,
You
boys,
got about
from
20 seconds, Mark. Go.
James Allen. Happy birthday for yesterday, sir. I hope your
Yes, buddy.
club are
Happy
going
birthday
well.
for yesterday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. And
To you.
I will try and play us out with some music before we run out of time. Up the palace.
Up the
Go,
palace.
Carl.